Thousands of people from the country of Yemen packed Brooklyn's beautiful Borough Hall Plaza last week to bring a raucous but peaceful conclusion to the first successful one-day strike of bodega owners in many decades, all there to protest President Donald Trump's ban on immigrants and travelers from seven predominantly Muslim countries, including Yemen. Yemen. How many Americans ever even heard of that country on the southern edge of the Saudi Peninsula, let alone are aware of its history? Yet back in 1990 and 91, only two countries on the United Nations Security Council voted no on a U.S. government resolution seeking use of force that empowered the U.S. to bomb the hell out of Iraq in what was soon to become the first Gulf War. The two countries seeking to block the U.S. war plans? It wasn't France. It wasn't China. It wasn't even Russia. It was Cuba and Yemen, standing up for humanity in an era of murderers and assassins. The U.S. ambassador at the time told Yemen, "That'll be the most costly no vote you'll ever cast." And so it was, as the State Department worked overtime to cut financial aid and diplomatic ties to Yemen's progressive government. So I felt even more of a duty than usual to support the strike of Yemeni bodega owners in New York, appreciative as I am for the sacrifices made by the people of Yemen to try to stop a horrific war that my own government was waging. Even though most Americans, even those new generations of Yemeni descent, know nothing about Yemen's and Cuba's proud and costly resistance to the U.S. war machine. It's the least I could do to cover their anti-fascist protest here in New York and to provide an outlet for Yemen's immigrants here in the United States to be able to speak in their own voice. And how jarring and ironic it was to see hundreds of young Yemeni activists chanting, "USA!
USA! We are together! USA! We are together! USA!"
and waving American flags, desperately seeking, like most immigrants, to be accepted by the country they're now living in.
My name is Wafa Mutana and I reside in the Bronx, and I came here in the year of 2000 from Cuba, but my family resides in Yemen as well. What is going on in this era is just disgusting. We are supposed to be a nation of unity, a nation of democracy, and a nation of immigration as well, you know? We're all immigrants, and his wife is an immigrant. So for him to ban every, like, seven countries, this is outrageous. It's ridiculous. And this is not only affecting the Islamic community, but it's also affecting Hispanics. It's affecting African Americans, every type of, you know, every type of race out there. If this is the land of the brave, if this is the land of the free, then we should all have a right to stand up for our country. And for him to ban all the Muslim countries, this is just insane. This is just outrageous. How would you want us to feel if we banned the United States from entering to another country? This is not democracy. At the end of the day, we're going to fight for our rights, just as it says in the Constitutional.
There's a big strike sign up there. What is that about? A shutdown today, right?
A shutdown, yes, on all the stores. And I feel like this was a great way to get everybody together, from the Muslim sisters, from every type of, you know, race as well, you know? And I think this is going to be a great voice to be heard.
USA! We are together! USA! We are together! USA! Commitment to fight.
and globally. Sister Linda Sirstor.
This is Mitchell Cohen at the Yemen Bodega Owners Protest in Brooklyn for WBAI Radio Pacifica.